Hi, my name is Mark Levine, and this is On the Mark. This is my first podcast, and I want these podcasts to be about what you want me to research for you. I am 74 years old, and I have experienced many things in my life, and I'd be willing to talk about what is on your mind that I may have experienced in my life. I spent 38 years as a hearing instrument specialist in New York State, and during my career as a hearing aid business owner and a New York State authorized instructor, I have taught my staff and my patients about hearing, hearing loss, and the use of hearing aids. This particular podcast is about untreated hearing loss and dementia. Johns Hopkins University Bloomberg School recently released a paper on this subject, and I want to share some of this information with you. Senior citizens with untreated hearing loss are more likely to develop dementia over time than those who retain their hearing. Not only are they more susceptible to dementia, they also are apt to become isolated. Frank Lynn, director of the Cochlear Center for Hearing and Public Health at the Bloomberg School, has stated that approximately 37.5 million Americans have difficulty hearing. If you have untreated hearing loss, you are more likely and have the potential for developing dementia. Hearing loss can make the brain work harder, forcing it to strain, to hear, and fill in the gaps. And this comes at the expense of other think and memory systems. Hearing loss leads people to be less socially engaged. It is extremely important to remain intellectually stimulated. If you can't hear very well, you are less likely to go out very often, so the brain is less engaged and active. There is evidence that use of hearing aids can help reduce the onset of dementia. It is extremely important to seek professional help for a loved one who has a hearing loss. Having a consult with a family physician is the first step. He or she may refer your loved one to an audiologist and or an ear specialist. Encourage your loved one to seek the help they need as soon as possible. To motivate a loved one who is reluctant to get hearing help can be frustrating. So here are some tips to make this easier for you. Keep in mind it has taken years for the hearing loss to develop. So this person may have developed coping skills to relieve the stress they are experiencing. These include asking people to repeat, nodding when a question is asked, and answering the question with no relevance to the conversation at hand. There should be a trusted family member designated to speak to your hearing impaired relative about their hearing loss. And this discussion should take place in a quiet environment. You should look directly at your loved one and be comfortably close and speak clearly. And remind the rest of the family not to argue with this person about their difficulty hearing. This could cause problems in the family relations. So I have presented these scenarios to assist you in receiving a positive outcome for your hearing impaired loved one. There is so much more I could advise you about concerning hearing loss and the many aspects about this subject. I have kept this podcast short so I could learn to record, edit, and produce my podcasts. I appreciate your listening to On the Mark and hope you will tune in again. I will continue to enlighten you about hearing issues as we move ahead. But if you have other subjects you'd like me to investigate, please let me know. You can reach me at onthemark93@gmail.com. Again, onthemark93@gmail.com. If you have any comments, I'd appreciate to hear from you. Thank you for listening to On the Mark. This is your host, Mark Levine.